The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me, as he is each and every week. You can get involved, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. And in case you missed it, once again, San Antonio Spurs go down to the Golden State Warriors. And it looks to me like we are setting ourselves up for two teams that will get through their Eastern Conference and their Western Conference untouched. And I don't ever remember the two teams that were there last year making it this easy, man. Unbelievable. Jeff, good morning, man. I can't imagine what you're thinking right now.
Well, good morning to you. I'm having a great weekend here, taking in the world of sports, watching some Major League Baseball, and I'm watching some exciting hockey games, but the NBA just not giving us what we really want to see before we get to these inevitable finals between Golden State and Cleveland.
Yeah, a couple great NHL playoffs. So we'll get into that and a lot more. Once again, he is Jeff Rich. I would be the Dorf Man, and you're hanging out on Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody. Keep it close.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Green finds Curry. Open three. Puts it in. Curry, another three. Got it. Booster for 10, and Curry. Oh, my goodness. From about 5 feet beyond the arc. Bogut with the block. Green back to Curry. Bang. Curry again. Back out Curry. Curry for three. It's good.
What the hell's going on out here?
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. As we told you in the open, there is a lot going on in the sports world. Golden State does win 120-108 on the road, winning Game 3. Boston Celtics go down as well to the Cleveland Cavaliers. I'm just thinking so much about the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Golden State Warriors and what we're about to see and what we're about to witness, which would be three straight between these two. Did you watch any of the Warriors and Spurs out of curiosity, Jeff?
I watched a little bit. You know, it wasn't appointment viewing. I think that if I weren't from Cleveland, that neither side's Eastern Conference Final, Western Conference Final, I don't see either of those as appointment viewing because we all know the results going in. I don't know that we all thought that they would both sweep their way all the way to the finals, and that's yet to be determined, but it's looking pretty good for both teams to enter the NBA Finals on Thursday, June 1st at 12-0 in these playoffs. And it would be a 15-game winning streak since Klay Thompson thought that LeBron got his feelings hurt.
You know, what I found interesting is this, is that for the most part, this game was won and lost in the second quarter when you really think about it. Golden State goes on a pretty good scoring run. They hold them to 22 points. They score 35. The difference there is 13. And when you think about the rest of the game, it's a 12-point difference. So truth be told, the Golden State Warriors went out there and won this game very early when you think about it, Jeff. And San Antonio never was able to respond after that second quarter.
I think that we see 12 and 15 point deficits these days, and even 25 point deficits because of what Golden State was able to pull off in game one of those Western Conference Finals as attainable leads, especially with how lopsided Cleveland and Boston has been so far. I think that, you know, when I look at that game and it's 98-86 late in the game, and, you know, Golden State's got a San Antonio's got a chance to close out, but I mean, really what you need to do, and I think that this applies to both underdogs in these conference finals, is you need to play a perfect game and you need to hope the other team misses. I think that it's most demoralizing when you see Golden State not playing their best game like they did on the road in game three. They did not play their best game, but in turn, San Antonio did not play perfect basketball, and the result is still a lopsided win for the Golden State Warriors.
I don't know if they necessarily have to play perfect basketball, but guys like LaMarcus Aldridge have to step up. He's got to do better than 7-for-17 and 18 points in a must-win situation, obviously. Patty Mills, man, I thought bigger and better things for this guy. I'll be honest with you, Jeff, I had it kind of wrong. You know, certain guys are good at their roles, and you know what he is? He's a spot player. That's what he is. He comes in, he gives guys spells. And then he looks fantastic. But when you put him in a larger role like he is now, where he's got to play 30 plus minutes, this guy is not that great of a basketball player at the end of the day. I thought the guy's a pretty good shooter, shoots 2 for 10. So that's not very special. 20% when you think about it, 1 for 4 from the 3-point line, that's 25%. So the bottom line is, I'm learning things about certain players that I thought had the capability to step up and be a little bit better than they really are. So at the end of the day, man, the Spurs just don't have as good of players as the Golden State Warriors. And with that being said, what's really scary and what's shocking when I think about it, Jeff, is Kawhi Leonard made such a huge difference. With him on the floor, I have no doubt in my mind that they would have won one or maybe two basketball games. They absolutely would have won game one. I'm sorry, but I really think that. They were up 23 points when he went out at that moment in time. And then they wind up losing the basketball game. So, and they were midway through the third quarter. But that one player made such a huge difference. So what I'm finding out and what I'm being shocked about is the fact that certain players that you thought had the ability to step up, like a LaMarcus Aldridge, like a Patty Mills, have no ability whatsoever to take the bull by the horns. And when they have to be a guy that's a leader, they can't. They're still relying on a guy like Manu Ginobili, who gives them 18 minutes and 21 points. Like, I'm sorry, but that guy is – He's basically in a wheelchair and a stretcher out there on the basketball floor, but he's able to give more because he has that little thing called experience, and he has that other little thing called heart and determination, and he's a competitor, Jeff. So at the end of the day, LaMarcus Aldridge is not a bona fide superstar and probably not something that the San Antonio Spurs want to build around in the future. So they're learning something about what they need to do for themselves moving forward.
You know, it's one cohesive unit, and I think that what we've exposed Patty Mills as is a good second unit player, a good second unit player that doesn't play as well when he's not complimented on the floor by Kawhi Leonard. He could step in for Tony Parker and eat up some minutes, but his role is not to be in the starting five and not to be that number two guy on that San Antonio Spurs offense. And, you know, LMA, a great player. Don't get me wrong, great player, but not a leader, not a guy that you could build around and not a guy that you could play games around. And 3-0 deficit really is the epitome of all of that.
Yeah, just really disappointing when you really think about it. They were expecting to have him play much better in this series. And when you think about it, he does have a lot of mismatches, and he's been unable to take advantage of any of those. When Kawhi was on the floor, he was playing a lot better. But without Kawhi, he does not have the ability to step up and be a leader. So something that they need to think about moving forward, if you really think about it, because this is a team that win 60 plus games on a routine basis. I think that's definitely in serious jeopardy next year and moving forward for the San Antonio Spurs, Jeff. So yeah. Go ahead.
And there's 94 feet where you're missing Kawhi Leonard. It's not just on the offensive side of the floor, you know, and it's hard because you have about a 2-quarter sample size in the 3 games in this series where you could say this was the Spurs with the Kawhi Leonard on the floor. And what we've seen since halftime, basically, of game one is what they're like without him. And I don't know how much you could take from that small sample size of him playing, but I mean, I do think it's a 6-7 game series with Kawhi on the floor.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I think it's definitely a 6 or 7. I think it's a 6-game series because they were definitely going to take game one with him on the floor. And then if you have to take push comes to shove, I'm going to think that they can win one game in San Antonio in games 3 and 4. And then from there, you know, maybe Golden State would close them out. But it was a much different series with Kawhi Leonard on the floor. And I think that that's something also to think about when we think about what could happen with Golden State playing Cleveland. They also have that one guy on the floor, and I'm talking about the Cavs, in LeBron James, that is a total game changer, a total stud, a guy that's playing so much better than everybody else in the NBA at this point, and that's LeBron James. So if you ask me, I think there's a very similar dynamic for the finals. Let LeBron James go in there and do work just the same way that Kawhi Leonard was doing work against the Golden State Warriors. They've shown that they're susceptible to a guy that will take the ball to the basket, a guy that will, you know, be able to control it with everything that he does on the floor. And that's exactly what LeBron James does. So I know that you're being the pessimist and saying you think that
it's not being a pessimist. It's being a realist and taking an objective look at things and understanding that the Cavs have the championship in their back pocket. The Warriors have one from 2 years ago, and those great Warrior teams from the last 2 years improved exponentially by adding Kevin Durant to the mix. And I just think that that's going to be a buzzsaw for Cleveland. I think that it's a real way of looking at it. And I also do want to say that LeBron is playing the best basketball of his career, and we could put the sentiment to rest that he left his best years in Miami.
Yeah, no, I mean, I agree with you on that. That definitely hasn't left his best years in Miami. We'll get back into it on the other side. He's Jeff Rich. I am the Dorf Man. It's Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
You know, this isn't fantasy football.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah, too bad.
Seems I've got to have a chance to see him. Every night I have a strange dream. Impressing by the way I could have been. Left you on my own. So it seems
definitely feeling all right here on Dorfman Sports with Jeff Rich and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. A lot going on in the sports world. A little Joe Cocker for you as we hopefully guide you through your Sunday morning here on the program. Obviously, thoughts and opinions, they're encouraged. They're welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports, at Dorf Online. Check us out here at Sports Byline USA. And then obviously check out the website, Dorf on Sports Radio Show, or DorfOnSportsRadio.com, or else the shortcut, DorfShow.co, was what I was trying to say. Hey, I just want to ask you something real quickly here, and then let's maybe shift gears. Celtics play the Cavaliers, we know. Today on TNT, 2-0 right now, as we all know, 3-0 probably in a few hours as we think about that, probably going to win 4-0. But the bigger thing to me right now is the IT situation. And I'm not talking about him being on or off the floor. I'm talking about IT moving forward in Boston. I don't know if you know anything about what's going on here, but would you make that guy a max player, Jeff?
I think it's tough. I don't know that Boston has the luxury of passing on that opportunity, but in a vacuum, you have free agent money to spend. I think that you look at Isaiah Thomas as the next tier down. As brilliant as he's been in these playoffs up until this series, obviously, I think that you put a lot of value on him. I don't know that you put all of the value on him. There's a difference between betting 90% of your chips and going all in, and I just don't think that you could go all in with Isaiah Thomas, because who are you going to put around him, especially when your salary cap is already so hamstrung by a max player that's probably not actually a max player, but he's going to get that max money, you would think.
Yeah, this is a really tough situation. I think he's ultimately a three on any team, like your third option. I don't think you're going to be a winner if Isaiah Thomas is your number one option, and that's not a knock
Think about Joe Johnson. Joe Johnson has signed, I believe, two max contracts, and he's really, he's a number two player on a really good team, and that's I think his ceiling, and I think that's where you're at with Isaiah Thomas. You need to do better than Al Horford as a number two, or you need three or four, not necessarily max guys, but potential all-stars and, probably experienced all-stars.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think we're both on the same page with this one. The bottom line is it's too bad because the guy's too small to give him the max money. At the end of the day, that's my personal opinion. When a guy's 5'9" or 5'10", how do you give that guy max money? I mean, it's just impossible. So we'll see how that works out, because I have a feeling that IT likes Boston. I have a feeling that Boston likes IT as well. So maybe they can work out a deal that is favorable for both of these guys. But I don't think there's anybody in the league that's going to give him max money. So,
well, he's on his third team, so he's been passed around quite a bit. Right. I would be willing to bet that he would take the pay cut for some consistency and continuity to his career, so that he doesn't play for his fourth team. And, what is he, 25 years old?
Well, yeah, somewhere in that neighborhood, but that's what I was thinking. I mean, at the end of the day, I think they have a good thing going for both these guys. Brad Stevens has figured out a way to utilize IT in a way where he showcases his talent every single night on the offensive side, and he does a great job of hiding his defensive weaknesses on the other side. So I think this is a good pairing. I really do, and I think we figured out how they make it work. He takes less and he stays somewhere for consistency and continuity. We'll see if that's the way it shakes out. Hey, I want to switch gears with you. We haven't mentioned anything about it yet today, and that is obviously what's going on in Major League Baseball at the current moment. I don't know if you saw a couple days ago in the American League West, when everybody was on all kinds of crazy win streaks, and when you had every single team in that division on a win streak, and now we're kind of where it should be, where you have maybe one team on a win streak and everybody else on a losing streak. But ultimately, I can't say enough about the way the Houston Astros have gotten out of the gate, but Texas Rangers are lurking, and they've gotten hot as of late, Jeff. 9-1 in their last 10, obviously getting a loss yesterday. But truth be told, the Texas Rangers, maybe they're going to put it together. And then the Angels, they're not out of it yet either, but they kind of got it going, and now they've taken a couple steps back once again. Houston, I'll tell you what, they have this division as long as they can continue to play real solid baseball, because I think Texas is definitely somebody to look out for.
Yeah, well, you know, Houston's going to have some problems. You know, the health of Dallas Keuchel shouldn't be a big deal. They put him on the 10-day disabled list because of the pinched nerve in his neck. Cleveland goes in there. They've taken the first two in the series. You know, we'll see what happens on Sunday. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, we're live from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. But, you know, Texas is one of those teams that should have been better out of the gate. So when you look at them a couple games over 500, you got to look back to their April and those games that Sam Dyson, you know, was given the ball, needing to get three outs, and he failed to do that for so long. The Texas started out so much in the gutter, but I think that those two Texas teams are the classes of the American League West. Oakland playing pretty good ball against the Boston Red Sox. Seattle continues to disappoint. And the Angels are right where they always are. Mediocre, 500, not going to go anywhere because Mike Scioscia has zero incentive to do anything to keep his job, because they're going to employ him forever there, apparently.
You know, but you hit on something that's interesting, because we always talk about this game being a marathon and not a sprint. And even though the Rangers did get out to somewhat of a slow start because they weren't getting those games when they should have been getting them, when they only needed three outs, that was in April. Now in May, they're starting to kind of come around. And as we know, they've got time. 6.5 games. You know, at the beginning of the week, this was 8 games. So now they're already cut it by a game and a half in basically a week. So if you really think about it, there's so much time is what I'm really trying to get to here, for people to still play a little bit better or people to start playing a little bit worse. With that being said, let's go down now to the we were just in the American League West. Now let's go to the National League West, where the Arizona Diamondbacks, 5 in a row, they got the sweep here against the Mets. Looks like they'll have an opportunity to sweep once again the Padres after just pouring on the runs, man. This team can really hit, Jeff. At the end of the day, I'm learning that this team can really hit. The bats went a little silent here and there over the last couple of weeks, but for the most part, the Arizona Diamondbacks are going to be around, man. At the end of the day, you and I were a little skeptical. I have to say that I may be a little bit wrong on this team, and they're better than I expected them to be.
And it all comes down to the pitching. Yeah, you know, we knew that the Diamondbacks' bats would be there. We've known that the last couple of years. We've known that since 2015, that the bats were going to certainly carry them through a lot of games. And when you take 8-0 leads in the first inning and you're winning games 10-1 and 8-1, and, you know, you don't have to exhaust your bullpen because the starter, you know, the starter gives you 5 or 6. The only thing that you worry about there when you get those big leads is some complacency from the starting pitcher where, oh, you know what, let me not walk this guy. Let me groove one down the middle, you know, with maybe a runner on second. And instead of giving up that walk like you grind for when you're playing a tight game, you know, you're kind of relaxed. And, you know, 2-run homer, oh, it's 8-2, no big deal. But when you get those big leads, that gives the other team, you know, 24, 21 outs to bounce back into the game. And that's the, you know, 2-3 runs here, 2-3 runs there, and all of a sudden you have a, you know, you might have a 9-7 game in the 8th inning where you really got to play it tight. So, but they've, you know, the starters last couple of nights have seemed to handle those leads. And, you know, I mean, just look at the Diamondbacks 1-8. You know, a little bit of weakness when you've got, you know, offensively anyway, when you got to put Nick Ahmed in the lineup, and they're still finding ways to play Chris Owings away from his comfort zone of shortstop. You know, he's played center field, he's played left field, he could play second base. Speaking of second base, Brandon Drury has just been so hot. I mentioned Owings. Jake Lamb is an all-star at third base. Goldie is an all-star at first base. You know, the outfield position seemed pretty solidified, even though you run kind of a platoon out there. It's going to help when they get Pollock back in the lineup, and it's all going to come down to their bullpen. So ultimately, pitching all the way around for the Arizona Diamondbacks has to be there for them to show that this April and May that they've had is for real.
Well, and ultimately, too, on your point about when they're scoring these runs, and they seem to be scoring the runs very early in games, at least against the Padres. So, but you're not going to not take runs. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, you just have to go out there then, and you have to go out and execute everything else when you have those big 8-0 leads. I understand, but that's also where you have to step up and you got to close the door as well. And they've done a good job, at least against the Padres. We got to take a quick break, man. We'll get back into it on the other side. So keep it close. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, there's a lot to talk about, even though these are the dog days of summer. We're getting it done right here on the program. So keep it close. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it's Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
it smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
This is Bill's yard, and Bill's a grill master, not a grass expert. Still, no weeds belong in this backyard barbecue kingdom. And with Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, Bill's greasy thumb is just as good as a green thumb. Because Scott's thickens lawns to help crowd out over 50 pesky weeds. So Bill can defeat invaders, green up his lawn, and hold his spatula high. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Weed and Feed today.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at MyJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports, at Dorf Online. You can always check out the show handle. And then obviously Dorf on USA. Check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com, or go use the shortcut, DorfShow.co. Jeff, we've been kind of going around a little bit what's going on in baseball, and I want to stick with it because, in all honesty, if I were to have said to you – well, and there's one thing I want to touch on, too, real quickly before I get to that. I talked to you a little bit about this the other day, about the differential, the runs scored, runs against, and – this is a perfect example of what I was trying to say to you the other day on the local show in Phoenix, that the differential can be skewed by a couple of games. When you think about what the D-backs have done in the last couple games, they've put up a ton of runs and not really given up many, right? So in the last couple games, they've been able to pick up like 20 runs. So in two games, they have now catapulted themselves to the number two team, the number two team. And this is another shocking one. The number one team with the best differential is the Los Angeles Dodgers, who happen to be in third place behind the Arizona Diamondbacks and the Rockies. So what I really meant the other day is totally true. That number is a bunch of BS. It doesn't mean anything because you can get all that up in like one or two or three games. Again, the Nationals.
That evens out, though. That evens out over time. I think that it's less than outscoring your opponents on the whole over the season. I mean, obviously, it comes down to what you do 162 times, you know, night in and night out. But it's really important that you don't waste good pitching efforts. You know, we saw Zach Greinke take a no-hitter into the seventh inning about a week and a half ago. And then, you know, his team had to hang on at the end of the game. And that's a big deal. And here's a stat right here. When the Diamondbacks score three or more runs, they are 24-7. That's the second best mark in the National League behind the Rockies and, the third best in all of baseball behind the Astros. And then here's another one. The Diamondbacks are 8-1 when scoring three or more runs on the road, which is the second best mark in the majors, trailing only the Rockies, who are 13-1 when they score three or more runs on the road. So scoring those runs, not wasting the pitcher's effort, yeah, you're going to win those 10-1 games, especially against a hapless bunch like the San Diego Padres are in 2017. But the big thing is making sure when you score four or five runs and your pitcher gives you an outing that obviously they allow less than that you win those ball games, that the bullpen doesn't give it up, and you don't get complacent with a 7-2 lead. You pile onto that so that it's insurmountable to your opponent. I think the Diamondbacks have really done a good job demoralizing teams with that. But surprise, surprise, here's the Colorado Rockies, and they're not going anywhere.
Well, and here's my point with what I'm saying about the runs scored, runs against differential. If you look at every division in baseball except for one, and it happens to be the Central, the teams that are in the green are atop the division. The teams that are in the red are on the bottom of the division in every single one of those categories. So what it means is that obviously you have to be able to score runs, but what I'm not figuring out here with that being said is how in the world are the Minnesota Twins in first place when they have a -8 and your Cleveland Indians have a +14 and the Chicago White Sox have a +15.
Because that number's meaningless. I mean, it's not meaningless, but it's meaningless when you look at how these teams sit after 43, 44 games.
Right. But what I'm trying to say is exactly what you just said. That number is absolutely meaningless. It doesn't mean a thing because you can wind up scoring a bunch of runs in one game and then wind up giving up a bunch of runs for four or five games, and that number gets absolutely destroyed. And I have a feeling that that's exactly what's happened to the Minnesota Twins. I'm not looking at every single one of their games and looking at the scores, but the bottom line is they're winning more games than they're losing, but they're winning close games. That's probably what that means. And when they lose, they wind up getting beat by three, four, five, six runs, right? Yes or no?
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, I think that it's real. When you look at the last place teams and you look up that, you know, San Diego has scored 153 runs over 45 games. That's hapless. That's about three runs a game, and you're not going to win baseball games doing that. And you know, unless you're scoring. So I think that it's the closeness to zero for that number. I know that the differential doesn't always translate into division stature, but At the same time, you can kind of see, okay, this offense isn't doing very well. This defense, you know, this pitching staff is giving up a lot of runs, or this pitching staff is shutting everyone down, but they're still in the red on run differential because the bats don't, you know, don't pick it up and they lose a lot of 2-0 games. So there's a lot of ways to, you know, they say there's a lot of ways to skin a cat. There's a lot of ways to find yourself at the top of the division or in the cellar. And it's just based on what you do on the whole. It's a team sport. I mean, there's five tools to the game. There's pitching, there's defense, there's offense, there's base running. I mean, there's all of these aspects that go into it. And I, you know, because the runs that, you know, the most runs wins the game. I think that we tend to look at that. I don't want to say it's meaningless, but don't read too much into it, I think would be the better thesis here.
All right. And speaking of scoring runs, what I've noticed from this D-backs club anyway, because obviously that's the team that I'm watching more than anybody else because they're right in my backyard and I get to see them on a regular occurrence because they're always on TV for us. When they do lose, they're stranding runners, they're leaving runners on base, and they're not pushing them across with some timely hitting. And I guess we could probably say that that would be the case more often than not for just about every single baseball team. But it's crazy because when you're stranding 6 to 10 or 12, 15 guys, then you know you're letting yourself down to a certain degree, but that really makes a huge difference, Jeff. So they haven't had that problem in the last couple of series because they've been playing lesser competition. But with that being said, could that be a problem for the Diamondbacks if they have to play, let's say, the Dodgers, who aren't going to necessarily be able to that they're going to get those runs across, and they're going to have some timely hitting against guys like Kershaw and the guys that they can throw at them? Do you see it being a problem potentially for the Diamondbacks or even the Rockies moving forward to be able to get runs across when they're there?
And, you know, situational hitting, it goes in ebbs and flows. And, you know, there was a game, you know, they split with Pittsburgh in a 4-game series. Pittsburgh's not a very good baseball team. They're not pathetic on the level that the Padres are, and we knew that they would be on paper going into the season, but you know they end up getting the split in that series because they score two. You know, there's two games where they lose 4-3. One of them they hit three solo home runs, and they had every opportunity in the world to win that game. But you know, like you said, they are stranding runners. I don't think that they run the bases pretty, you know, particularly well without AJ Pollock in the lineup, and I think that that's a big deal. I think the fact that they have, you know, 6-7 guys in on that offense that can give you what you need, they can put together a 3-hit night and have a couple of extra base hits, or you know, hit that double when you got the guy on first when you need one run. I mean, I think that I've seen them do that. It's just that the long ball doesn't, you know, hasn't particularly come, you know, in grand slam and 3-run shot situations. And you know, that'll all even out. As far as them playing the Dodgers, they are going to get shut down by the Dodgers on certain nights. That bullpen knows how to pitch out of jams. Obviously, Kershaw's great in the regular season. We're not looking at this Diamondbacks team as a team that's going to win the World Series. I think that we want them playing meaningful baseball in September, and that would be a great hurdle for Torrey Lovello to clear in year one with this club. There's just, you know, there's other good players on, you know, there's other good teams in the National League West, and probably 4 or 5 better teams in the National League on the whole.
You know, we'll see how it shakes out, but as we speak right now, the D-backs would be in the playoffs, obviously, as a wild card. The Colorado Rockies would be winning the division. And
let me ask,
the Dodgers would be in the playoffs. So what I'm thinking is, just off the top of my head right now, and the way it looks, the Diamondbacks, the Dodgers, and the Rockies are definitely going to be in the mix when you look at the rest of the National League. Obviously, the Nationals will be in, but what's going to happen in the Central? I guess that's the real question. What's going to happen in the Central? But before I let you do that, are you seeing signs of life from the San Francisco Giants as they've put together a pretty good last 10 games, 8-2 and on a 2-game win streak?
Yeah, last place teams tend to do that. You know, bad baseball teams tend to do that. This Giants team is going to win about 75 games just because they don't have the depth. They're a couple years removed from their last World Championship. I know that they were getting them every other year there for a while, but yeah, I would say that the cutoff line in the National League West ends with the Arizona Diamondbacks. You know, so you have the Rockies, who are legitimate, the Dodgers, who we all know they're going to come around. I think that it's, you know, and that's kind of where I was going with this, is that the Chicago Cubs, you know, find themselves a little buried in this division. Maybe Milwaukee and St. Louis are better than we thought. And if, you know, and if those two teams play against lesser competition in the rest of the American League Central Division, obviously the Reds have come down to earth. Those teams are going to have better records than you're going to see from these teams in the National League West. And I think that they get one wild card, but I do not see three playoff teams in the National League coming out of the National League West.
Can the Brewers keep up what they're doing? I mean,
they absolutely can. Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, they're pitching. Their pitching's been a lot better than I could have expected. I'll be honest with you there. I mean, them like the D-backs, I knew they could hit the ball with the lineup that they've got, but the defense and the pitching, and the defense is a little bit shaky here and there, but the pitching has been much better than I could have ever imagined for the Brewers.
Well, you know, the Cubs defense is shaky because they insist on trying to play Kyle Schwarber in the field instead of trading him for value to the American League, where he could be a designated hitter where he belongs playing. You know, as far as the Brewers, you know, it's not just one guy. It was Thames out of the gate. And, you know, they've got it from all over the place. And the pitching, you know, it all comes down to pitching. You don't pitch well, you're not going to be in the hunt. You might make waves for a couple of weeks, like I think that the Giants have done. But, you know, if you don't have a solid staff and you don't have a serviceable bullpen, you don't need to have a fantastic bullpen. I think you just need to have that guy at the end.
Are you starting? Go ahead. Finish up. I'm sorry.
But you know, I've seen the St. Louis Cardinals. I've seen the Brewers play, and I've seen the Cubs play. I'm a little disappointed we didn't get a Cubs-Brewers game on Saturday, but I think that the Cubs are better on paper, and it should even out at the end. But I'm looking at what St. Louis and Milwaukee are doing, and I just believe that those are two teams that are probably better than the Arizona Diamondbacks when it's all said and done.
And I believe they're going to make that game up on July 6th, if I'm not mistaken. Are you starting to believe in Baltimore, man? I know we talked about this about a week or two ago, and you just weren't sold on them. You thought that the Boston Red Sox were going to be the cream of the crop in that division. Are you sold on Baltimore yet? Are you sold on the Yankees yet?
I'm a little bit sold on Baltimore, but we've got Dave in Minneapolis. Dave, what's on your mind?
Dave, what's up, man? No. How are you?
Hey, Andy, I heard you guys talking. Thanks for the call. Let me get through it. And about the Twins, you know, I'm not going to get too high, not going to get too low. If you stay around 500, you just be competitive. After last year, I mean, if you're going to be bad last year, you might as well go all out, set the record, right? 103
sure.
Losses?
Sure,
but yeah.
What do you do you feel about the Twins, man? I mean, could they hold off against the Indians? Can they hold off against the Tigers?
Well, the Indians, I think that they're going through a rough patch right now. The Royals, after losing what their starter was killed in a car accident, that's getting to them, I think, and that's hurting the whole team. The Sox, they're so-so. I mean, so it's not a great division. It's not a weak division. It's just different this year. I don't know.
The Twins' young stars are coming around, and that top five in their lineup, can hang with any lineup in baseball.
If Buxton could hit as halfway as good as he plays in the field, the guy would be phenomenal. I mean, the guy would go right into the Hall of Fame, even though it's, what, year three or four, and Sano's coming around. Vargas, you know, here's my thing. I'm so frustrated. Get rid of baby Jesus at first base. I'm done with
Hey, how's this? Hey, hold tight through the break, and we'll bring you up just for a quick moment on the other side, and we'll let you finish the hour with us, okay?
All right. Great. Thanks, Andy.
Hang tight. We got Dave in Minneapolis talking to us a little bit. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. Jeff Rich, Dorfman. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. And you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Bradley and Pedroia, the runners. Here it comes. Fly ball. Shallow right. Chisenhall. Cleveland wins. And the Indians are headed to the American League Championship Series.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment of this hour here on Dorfont Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Dave, we're going to give you the final word, man. What's your final thought here for us today?
Here's the thing. The Twins need to improve their pitching. I think Molitor's doing a hell of a job. And, you know, they should be all right. Just be competitive. Just 500. Oh, and a side note, I'm in L.A. visiting my sister and cousin. I went to the U2 show last night. Amazing. And, Andy, I'm thinking about stalling away in the bathroom until the Golden Gophers make it.
That's awesome,
the boat, row the boat, Kayuma. Thanks for the call, guys. Listen.
I love it. Dave, I love it. Thanks for the call, man. Dave giving us a call in L.A., but he's a Minnesota guy, and the Minnesota roots are all over this cat. We love it. Anyways, hour number one is in the books. Hour number two is on the horizon. Jeff Rich and I will be back in just a moment. So keep it close. It's Dorfont Sports with Jeff Rich. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.